Welcome to a time of refreshing, a radio broadcast from the Light Church in Four Corners, Louisiana, where Prophet Jules Anderson III serves as pastor. Join us Sundays at noon for worship at our sanctuary, 120 Rosa Lane. We begin each week with Ministry Mondays. The first Monday of each month, we set aside for ladies. Youth, we set aside the second Monday of every month. Our Iron Men Group fellowships on the third Monday of every month. And on the fourth Monday of every month, we set that aside for spiritual development. Also, join us every Tuesday for a healing and deliverance service at 7 p.m. And now, it's time for the Word. Here is Prophet Jules Anderson III with today's message, which is already in progress.
A lot of the change that we're waiting on God to make, the change is dependent upon the changes that you make. Amen. Amen. You got, so I was started drinking the tea one time, and this particular tea is to help you to stop certain things, eating too much, whatever. And I was drinking the tea, and I was expecting for it to stop. But the reality is, you can't drink the tea without will, without discipline. So within myself, while I'm drinking the tea that's supposed to help me, I'm supposed to myself start making better decisions on what I put in my body, making better decisions on the things that I decide that I do so that the tea can work, right? So the same way with the Word of God. You do your part, the Word of God is going to do what it's supposed to do in your life. It's just up to us to begin to eat the Word of God. The Bible says, the Bible calls the Word of God the milk, the bread, and the meat of the Word. So you're supposed to eat of this thing. Amen. You can't do this thing called life in Christianity, life in godliness, without the Word of God. You can't do it without the Word of God. The Word of God reveals Him. It reveals His standard for our life. So we must get into the Word of God. Amen. Amen. So let's read today. We're going to the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Isaiah chapter 43. Grab that all over the building. Thank God for our music ministry. Amen. I was to preach this on Tuesday night, but service went a different way. So I wasn't going to fight y'all on y'all time. Y'all like to shout for an hour, but then y'all don't want to learn but for 10 minutes. So Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, and we're going to just read two verses, verses 18 and verse 19. And it says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now shall it spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Father, we thank you for your word, God. Asking God that you would continue to manifest your word into our lives and into our hearts, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 On the other day, I was in the shop, and the way I had this sermon planned out for Tuesday night, Sister Kay's not here, but there was a particular sound that caught my attention, while I was working. Normally, we play music or we have the TV on in the shop, but most of the time, I'm not really paying attention to what's on because I'm focused on what's before me. Well, this particular day, I think we may have been watching Catfish. I don't know what it is, but I've been kind of stuck on that the last couple of weeks. So we'll watch Catfish or whatever. And, you know, nowadays, unless you paying for stuff, you get caught with ads. And I like the ads. I don't like ad-free media because I feel like I'm stuck without cable watching old DVDs. So I like to have a commercial every now and again. Y'all remember back in the day when your cable got cut off, you just watched DVDs all day. Don't streaming don't remind y'all of that? Like that's what it remind me of. It remind me of sifting through DVDs because my cable was off. So I don't pay only person I probably pay is Netflix. I don't pay all them things. I want to see an ad every now and again because I want to feel like I'm watching cable. every now and again. But anyway, this particular day in the shop, there was a particular sound that began to play that caught my attention. And it's a very familiar sound that many of us have heard, because many of us have been held in what I would call, this particular sound has had a lot of people in a chokehold throughout the years. Many people have downloaded this particular app. And whenever you play this particular game, there's a certain sound that plays with it. And when this sound played, I'm going to try to see if I can grab it real quick. It just caught my attention, and I don't know. Let me see. Yeah, here we go. I was just working, and I started hearing. That sound familiar to everybody? Somebody know what that sound is. What that is, Sarah? Candy Crush. Candy Crush. So when I heard the theme song to Candy Crush, immediately my attention was drawn away from what I was doing, and my attention was drawn to the TV, because the sound that I was hearing was familiar to me. It was the sound of Candy Crush. But something happened when I focused on the TV. When I looked at the TV, it was the same sound, but it was a different game. So I'm like, I begin to talk about it. I'm like, there's a new Candy Crush out. I just started thinking about the fact of how long Candy Crush has been around, and how Candy Crush has been around for a couple of years now. And I'm like, how has it been able to have this type of longevity? Because just like every other game that is created, after a while, they give us a new version. After a while, it'll be the same sound, the same theme music, the same concept, but they will give us a new version. And immediately when I looked up at the TV and realized that there was a new version of Candy Crush coming out, I heard the Lord clear as day, Elder Dugal, say, I'm about to give a new version of you. Hallelujah. I heard God say to me, Jules, I need you to tell everybody who will be at Israelite whenever you get a chance to preach this message, that in this next season, they don't have to look for the old version. They don't have to try to fix the old version, because God says, I have done some upgrades, and I'm about to present to the world a new version of what I've created, what I've birthed out, and what I've been doing. People have been wondering why you've been having to go through some of the stuff that you've been having to go through. It's because God's been working the bugs out so that he can present the new version of who you are. Let me make it make sense. New versions are often created when old versions have reached the peak of its success. New versions are created when peaks have been reached and there is no more room in that particular version to hold the capacity of success that that thing can have. So what God is doing in our lives is telling us is that you have reached in the old place that you were, in the old way of doing things. God is saying that you have peaked and you have reached the peak, and so now he's creating a new version that he's about to present to the world. He said, because the place where you've been, the things that you have experienced, and who you were 6 months ago do not have the capacity to hold what God is about to reveal and do in you in this season. You got to understand something, that like David, God has been using circumstances to set the stage for who you are, who you're really called to be. For the day when God changes your name, because you got to understand something, that God changed David's name and God changed his title with one situation. He went from being a shepherd boy to a giant slayer. simply because of what he was equipped with while he was a shepherd boy. He was able to display, amen, the ability to take down giants and not just keep sheep, because of what he learned while he was keeping the sheep. God's about to present a new version of you. God is about to present a new version of you. David started out as a shepherd boy, but then because of what he experienced as a shepherd boy, you know the story. A lion came and took the sheep. David went after the lion. A bear came and took the sheep that he was in charge of. David did what? Went after the bear. Went after the bear, and he slew both lion and bear. And because of what he did while he watched the sheep, that version of him prepared him to become a giant slayer. The giant slayer prepared him to become, amen, the king that was ordained and consecrated to be over Israel. You got to understand something, that what you've been experiencing, what you've been going through, is God preparing you for where he's calling you to. Because this new version of you, no matter how much people try to pull you out of your character and pull you into a place that you said you would never go back to, tell your neighbor, say, it's a newness in my life. I don't care if nobody else can see it, I gotta see it. I don't care what they say about what you used to do. It ain't about what you used to do, is how you respond. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm not responding like the old me, because I'm a new creature. It's a new version of me. I know you've been expecting a certain response, but tell your neighbor, say, I can't do it because my new version doesn't have that capability anymore. Understand something, that whenever they upgrade cell phones, there are certain things that you can do new that you couldn't do in the other phone. And there are certain things that you could do in the other version that you can't do in the new version. Why? Because there have been some things that have been changed. And because God is calling us into a newness of life, there are some things that you used to do you won't be able to do anymore. There are some things that you might want to take over into the new version of life. But God is saying, because of where I'm calling you to, you can't go there like that. And what else is going to happen? God spoke to me very clearly. God says that this new version of you is going to astonish people. This new version of you is going to tell people exactly who you are and what you've been dealing with. In the book of Acts, the fourth chapter, and I'm almost done. In the book of Acts, the fourth chapter, the Bible tells of a day. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verse 13, it says that when they saw the courage of Peter and John, and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and took note that these men had been with Jesus. It wasn't because of what they drove, it wasn't because of what they wore, but it was because of how they responded. It was because of what God was doing at their hands, and because of what God was saying through them, that people were able to hear God in them and recognize that this ain't them, but I can tell that they've been with Jesus. I can tell that they've been fasting. I can tell that they've been praying. I can tell that they've been studying, because when they open up their mouth, I don't hear little Jews anymore. When they open up their mouth, I don't hear Buck anymore. When they open up their mouth, I don't hear Keisha anymore. When they open up their mouth, I don't hear and see what I used to see. So because I know what I know about what they used to be, I know that it was nobody but God that had the ability to change them. They heard what Peter and John had to say. They saw how God manifested his presence at the hands of Peter and John. And they understood, because they knew them, that they were unschooled and ordinary men. See, people have been knowing you on the level that you're at. But because God is about to level you up, what God is about to do in your life is going to astonish them. Because they knew you when you were unschooled. They knew you when you were ordinary. They knew you before you were saved. They knew you before you gave God a yes. But because of the way that you operate now, inside of your yes and aside of your anointing, your life is going to bring glory to God, because people will see your good works and glorify your Father.
You've been listening to A Time of Refreshing with Pastor Jews Anderson III, Shepherd of the Light Church in Four Corners, Louisiana. Please join us Mondays through Thursdays at 10:30 a.m. right here on KBZE 105.9 FM. Also, look for a copy of this message on the KBZE Facebook pages. Have a great day in the Lord.